No, absolutely not. I refuse to accept that. And I'm telling you, you're wrong. 100%. Boxers are way better than briefs. Everyone knows this. Fuck you mean, They're comfier, breathable, come in so many varieties, and... they make Brian's ass cheeks look like a Michelin star snack. Yes, okay, fine. I can concede that maybe briefs do accentuate the curvature of the cheeks. And yes, Jay does make them look very enticing. But come on, the boxers that shape the ass are pretty hot too. Why are you looking at me like that? What? No, I never spied on Jay when she was getting dressed. I'm not a creep. Bro, come on. She's been living here for the last few months. You really think I didn't catch a peek of that cake anytime it came out of the oven? Girl is stacked, and every chair is thrilled to have her. But they pale in comparison to Brian's. Baby boy has cheeks like dumplings that I just love to... Oh yeah, them cheeks. I could be sat on those for days.
They do realize we can hear them, right?
I think they want to see if we will kill them or not.
Really makes me want to set his Gen 1 Pokemon card selection on fire.
Too bad threats like that won't work on my man. He would just turn it into foreplay to turn the tables on me. Like this one time, I had to order a new chain and sprockets for my bike once. That bastard, with nothing but jeans and a stupid cowboy hat on, shows up with the chain and sprockets made into a makeshift belt.
No!
Yes, and with his best damn, howdy miss, reckon you help me out of these, accent, he flexes his damn arms above his head and gyrates towards me.
No, he freaking didn't.
Oh, he did. I swore these two.
They're so lucky we love them.
Amen to that.
Hey, you know you don't have to help with breakfast. Your rest must be killing you.
Not as much as it's killing me having you guys worry about me. I'm fine, Brian. I promise. With any luck, I'll be out of this thing by next month.
That's good, but still, you looked so bad. And I'm still shocked your boyfriend is walking around like nothing happened.
He's always been a fast healer. Wish I could do that. I really did think I was gonna die at that sight.
I was so scared when you left that voicemail. And I was terrified when I heard you were in the hospital.
I'm sorry I made you worry like that. It won't happen again. I promise.
Good. Good. Now, let's get the table set and eat. There's lots to do today.
Right. We still have to figure out if you're wearing a suit or a dress to your wedding. Not that you wouldn't look fantastic in both.
Thanks. Honestly, I'm not sure what to go with. I'm glad you're going to be there to help.
Happy to help. Though I'm not sure how much I can lend, given I have the fashion sense of a colorblind monkey. I've never been one for fashion.
Oh, please. You rock everything you wear. I think you could pull off a wedding dress better than I could.
Ha! That'll be the day. It'd be a regular fashion show. Too bad we don't get to find out.
By George, that's genius!
What's genius?
Babe, why are you looking at us like that?
No, absolutely not.
But why?
You two are the absolute worst. We are not turning my fitting into some fashion show. Besides, Anton, you're not even supposed to be here for this. It's bad luck to see the bride in their dress for the wedding.
Hold on. You're going to wear a dress for me? Please tell me you'll wear that little number I got for our honeymoon.
Anton!
And you, babe, this is for Brian. I am not trying on a dress for you. That's just rude. What do you mean it's not rude if the groom is okay with it? Weddings are more about the bride than the groom anyway. So who cares what he wants?
I'm actually curious when we decided that I was the bride.
Bottoms are the bride.
Hey! I'm not the bottom, but just comfy, that's all.
Anyway, both of you out!
I shan't forget this outrage!
Yes, babe, you can spank me all you like. It won't change that you are banned from entering until we are done.
Please escort them out until I've finished. They poke their heads in, snipe them with the buns.
Sir!
We are in so much trouble when we're done.
That we are. So let's take our time and then sneak out the back. I'm going to be hungry after this.
Oh, me too. I could eat a horse right now.
I'll get the sauce. How did we seriously get caught that easily?
I can't believe that worker helped them plan our capture.
And now we're stuck here while these two chuckleheads... What are they doing again?
Preparing to torture us.
And we're back, sweeties!
Ugh.
Hey now, no need to be so glum. This is gonna be fun. Since you two decided to kick us out, my bro and I decided that we need to get a little bit of revenge.
Oh my god, they bonded!
What have we done? Babe... What do you mean by having us show off our assets? What are you guys going to do to us?
He means we're going to dress you guys up like the little dolls you are. And the store workers are going to be our judges.
Oh, hell no.
Ain't no damn way.
All right, my darlings. To your dressing rooms, we have a show to put on.
I have never hated these two so much.
I so miss being single.
Alright, lads and lasses, are you ready to see two cuties dressed to impress? Glad to hear it, so are we. Now, we're starting off with the service industry. Jay and Brian are former employees at a maid cafe, so let's see them strut their stuff in their maid/butler attire. Holy shit! Look how hot these two look! They're every anime nerd's wet dream.
I knew I should have burned this thing.
I tried to bury mine.
Alright, next! As we all know, we all had to be in those schools where uniforms were mandatory. Well, not Brian and Jay. They got to wear whatever they liked. So my bro and I never got to see them all prim and proper-like. Until today, that is. Holy street tacos, Batman! I knew they'd be hot, but man, do I want to offer them some extra credit, if you know what I mean.
You're willingly marrying this guy?
I'm not so sure anymore.
Next up. Now, we all know that every once in a while you gotta dress up nice to impress the powers that be. Be it putting on a good sweatpants, comb your hair back, or just finally taking a shower after 4 days. Brian and Jay ever so often to put on the good slacks when wanting to impress others. Let's see how they impress today. Not even I was expecting them to look up. Brian? Would you like me under or over your desk?
Under it implies I threw the dang thing at you. So yes, under it.
Ha! He's so spicy.
Nice try, babe. But all you'll be getting from me is a pay cut.
What a saucy mix. Alright, next up! We'll make this our last one, because it's almost lunchtime. Now, we all love animals, right? And we all love people with animal attributes, right? Well, luckily for you guys, we've saved the best for last. Behold, Brian and Jay as cute animals! Oh my god, look how cute they are! I could pet them for hours. Agreed, bro. They're just so damn adorable. I want to nuzzle them until I pass out. Brian, I so want to bury my face in your fur and lose it.
Seriously, Anton? You can't be saying stuff like that.
Oh my god, they're so cute when they're shy. I just can't. Come here.
Okay, no, stop it. Don't touch her. Get off me, Anton.
Shut up. I hate you. You stinking mutt. Stop looking at me like you want to eat me. Shut up. Don't say things like that in public. Babe, stop petting me like that. Besides, I'm a bird. We don't get pets. You guys so owe us a buffet after this.
Pure bliss. But yes, we must feed our little darlings. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of our little show. If you'll excuse us, we have two cuties to feed and then love on for the rest of the day. Haha, what a fun time. Alright, you two, let's—
Shut up. We don't want another word out of you two except for we're paying for every dish.
And every drink. You guys are going bankrupt to make up for what you've done today.
Right. As you wish, our lovely, kind, caring, and not all murderous lovers.
Oh, you both will be singing a different tune after today.